Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today's date is January 31st, 2024, and the time is 2:31 p.m. Next on the agenda is roll call. Clerk, if you could please take care of that.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman? Chair Shaw.
Present. Thank you, Clerk. We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Tillman, would you mind leading the prayer for us? Thank you, Congressman. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. You do have the December 13th, 2023 minutes attached to the meeting invite, so please take a moment to review.
Chair.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes dated December 13th, 2023.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. The minutes of December 13th, 2023 are approved. Thank you, committee. Next on our agenda are the payables. Those were emailed out earlier today. The only ones that we have pending at this time are Moss Adams invoices for OFPR. If you could, please take a moment to review them. The four invoices include two from November. One of them is for ongoing project management, and that is for $1,500. The next is for the credit card audit, and that is for $4,725. Again, that is for November. For December, we have an invoice for ongoing project management for $1,437.50, and then credit card audit services for $1,175.
I think I've got them right here. Chair.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
I don't know if I'm going to go in the order you have them in your stack, but I'll do my best. I have them in the order that I opened them. I'd like to make a motion to approve invoice number 10253107-06 for $1,500 to Moss Adams.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve Moss Adams invoice number. Last four numbers, 1706. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Redcorn.
The next one that I have, I'll just do the last four digits. The last four are 8539 with an invoice date of 1/18/24. So I'd like to make a motion to approve Invoice number 8539, that's the last four digits, with the date of 1/18 and the amount of $1,437.50 to Moss Adams.
Second.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Invoice 8539 is approved. Thank you, committee.
Chair.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the last four digits of invoice number 1768, invoice dated 12/21/23, in the amount of $4,725 to Moss Adams.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Chair?
Yes.
Last one, I'd like to make a motion to approve the invoice ending in 8543, dated 1/18/24, in the amount of $1,175 to Moss Adams.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you, committee. That takes care of any pending payables that we have at this time. Next on the agenda is executive session to discuss confidential and proprietary information. This is reserved for an OFPR update. Treasurer McIntosh was here, but I guess had to step away for another meeting. I did let him know that we were discussing OFPR today. And then Colleen Rosillas from Moss Adams, I see, is not on the call this time. So if the committee would agree, I'm going to go ahead and move that down to the bottom, go to the next item, and hopefully both of them will be available at that time. Next are reports from the Inauguration Planning Committee. I know that they've been working on the upcoming inauguration for July. So Jordan Davis, if you could go ahead and take care of that, please.
Thank you, Chair. The committee met and toured the Bartlesville Casino location and decided that that will be the location for inauguration on July 13th, 2024. We also have locked down a keynote speaker, and it will be Elizabeth Homer.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that update. Anything else at this time?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, very good. Any questions, comments on the Inauguration Planning Committee? Okay. Next on the agenda, discussion of any upcoming events. It does look like we've talked about the inauguration. In the next event, I guess, that we need to talk about, we have two upcoming events on March 16th. So from what I understand, Sovereignty Day has been set for that day, a great day of celebration for we Osages, and then also the United Osages of Southern California are having their meeting. This is not an event that involves any discussion or any campaign. Yes, this is not intended to be any type of campaign meeting. This is the regularly scheduled spring meeting. And we generally have travel requests on the agenda. I see that it's not. So I would entertain a motion from the committee to add travel requests to our agenda to update the agenda.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. I know that there has been some discussion, but from several members as far as being able to travel to the Southern California meeting. The only two requests we have received up to this time are confirmations, I guess, from folks that I know would like to attend. Congresswoman Stabler, from what I understand, has turned in her paperwork. I know that I've also turned in mine in order to deliver the update for Congress on behalf of our speaker. Those are the only two that I have at this time. Now, we have a little bit of time. We can send another meeting fairly quickly if there are folks that want to get a travel request in. Any discussion, any questions about either of those events? At this time, I would ask the committee if you would be interested in approving either of the travel requests for myself as second speaker, and then also Congresswoman Stabler to attend the Southern California event.
I'm fine with that.
Do you need a motion?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that the CA committee approve travel for Congresswoman Stabler and second speaker Shaw.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion, committee? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Thank you very much. Next on the agenda, discussion of upcoming special session needs. Oh, and office supplies. I think that we meant actually for session. So I think we were really just wanting to take a look forward at HUNCA and talk about anything that we need to discuss regarding HUNCA, any needs. For the session, anything that you feel like has been missing from our previous sessions, the discussion of food is always a big discussion, so it'd be good to get that nailed down from the committee. Any questions, concerns, needs for our upcoming session? Clerk? Anything that you've noticed that we do need for session that you don't have? We want to make sure that you have all the tools available to be able to function properly.
No, other than just our small orders that we place, I can't think of anything.
Thank you. Anyone else? No? All right. Well, the good news, we're down to adjournment. We will place the OFPR update on our next meeting agenda. If the committee is agreeable, we'll meet fairly quickly because I know that there has been quite a bit of progress made. I talked to Colleen briefly from Moss Adams this morning. She did say that she next week will have a very good update for us as far as progress. Treasurer McIntosh told us this afternoon that he has 80% of the items that they've requested to Moss Adams. So looking forward to those updates. And I guess we're at adjournment. So without any.
Motion to adjourn.
Guys, hold on just a moment. If you would like to, could you withdraw your motion?
I'll rescind my motion.
Thank you very much, Congressman Big Horse. Colleen, thank you so much for jumping on to our call.
Sure thing. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. If you are agreeable, we'd like for you to go ahead and give us an update on our progress.
Sure. So we are making some progress. Very happy to report. We've been able to schedule and hold most interviews for the risk assessment, and we've received about half of the documents that we've requested. We have given folks to the end of this week to provide the rest of the documents and to get a couple of additional interviews scheduled. We have a couple of things that are a little bit of holdup, so we haven't received anything that we need in terms of doing an all-employee survey, which is a standard practice for an organization-wide risk assessment. And we have just a couple of interviews that we haven't been able to get scheduled. We have, since we've given them until Friday, I don't necessarily want to say to the committee that we are not making progress here, but if we next week don't have progress in these areas, we will come back to you with a couple of options of how to proceed. What questions do you have about the risk assessment before I move on to the credit card audit?
Committee? Any questions, Congressman Big Horse?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, have you found anything?
Well, at this point, it wouldn't be appropriate for us to share whether we had found anything. We will come out of the risk assessment with a long list of opportunities to improve both performance, efficiency, and controls.
Okay, that's understandable.
Committee? Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Colleen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Good afternoon. And my only question was, I know we reached a new working agreement with the executive branch and OFPR, and my question was, how's the honeymoon going?
So I think that the honeymoon is going okay. So as I mentioned, we are making some progress. The places where we haven't been able to get interviews scheduled are with the executive branch. Understandably, they're quite busy, but we also want to make sure that they're involved in the risk assessment and that we're able to hear from them and get their input. So again, that's kind of the one place I'm hoping that it just has to do with being busy versus not wanting to participate. And we'll know that by the end of this week.
Okay, thank you.
Committee, what other questions? And this is regarding the risk assessment. I would say that Treasurer McIntosh and I discussed earlier today, he was aware that we were having this meeting today and I guess had to move on to another meeting. But what he had shared with me is that they had provided about 80% of the documents that requested, that they have been extremely busy. And as soon as the special session is over, that he will have folks moving on that again. So we will see. So Colleen, if you want to go ahead and move to the credit card assessment.
Sure. Credit card assessment is proceeding. We have all of the sample selections that we had asked for, and then we have just been waiting for some additional support for our particular samples to make sure that all the I's and lowercase j's are dotted. We provided an email on the 19th requesting some of that additional payment support. Again, they have had some other stuff that they have been focusing on, so we're hoping to get that information also by the end of this week. We have a biweekly status call with staff every other Tuesday. So if we don't get that information by this coming Tuesday, then we'll do some additional follow-ups there.
Thank you, Ms. Rosillas. Committee, what questions do you have? All right, Colleen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that. And we will look forward to hearing from you within the next week. And we will be setting a CA meeting in the very near future. And of course, OFPR update will be on the agenda. So we look forward to more information at that time.
Great. Thank you all. Take care.
You too. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, committee, thank you so much. Any discussion, anything else that you'd like to talk about regarding the OFPR progress? Next on the agenda looks like adjournment.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, no. Meeting is adjourned. Committee, thank you so much for your time today.
Hold your breath.